Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, Emma Jones goes rogue.
You could imagine my horror when we had Good Morning Britain on live on the TV in the studio and we saw Emma pop up in the back of Flirty's interview about Strictly, going like this with her arms.
Just making a cup of tea.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Thursday morning. And here it is, merchandise time.
Yes.
Yes, the bin stickers could be in your street, road or Coles de Saxe anytime soon. Were you to answer a question correctly based on a clip from yesterday's show? And right now, we turn our attention to Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition Extra. Take a listen to this.
The weather's not great. We're surrounded by all these hills, making us a bit depressed. In a way, Eurovision needs to cool down a bit. It's a little bit too, you know, and maybe a few or just a there will just calm everyone down a bit.
So that's comedian Graham Fellows describing a place that was hopeful of hosting the Eurovision Song Contest.
It was the nail in the coffin after that clip went viral and lost Sheffield's hopes.
Just ruined it.
Beat me.
Good. I'm glad I'm not the only person who's ever done this.
You've done that's one apiece.
Oh,
it's only Emma I can rely on.
It's the worst feeling.
Honestly, Dave, we're going to have to get rid of them.
They've got to go.
It lost the hopes of
I was happy when it was you and me.
I know.
Just listening to all those songs in different languages, hanging out, eating cake.
All right, let's do a different question.
Yeah.
Where was the Full Monty set? How about that?
Yeah, great.
Which place has a football team known as the Blades? Come on, man.
Yeah.
No, okay. Oh. Do you know what? I'm just, because it's so early, I'm just going to plough on.
Okay.
So...
Someone's going to win.
Was it A, Sheffield, or B, the Heights of Abraham?
Yeah.
Why not? Don't go looking for the T's and C's on this one, because they don't exist. They've disappeared. Yes, Graham Fellows was describing which place in the UK, Sheffield or the Heights of Abraham. Your names and your answers, please, to 8, 12, 15. Matt Dyson.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Who have over 200 stores across the country. So whether you need a single paintbrush or a stylish new kitchen, they're on hand.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. During that last song, Matt Dyson was staring down at the text machine going, oh, we're getting a lot of correct answers this morning. Unbelievable.
I just want people to get the stickers, Dave.
That's where, aren't you?
I want people to win.
You care too much, that's your problem. Joining us right now on line one is Carol. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, everybody.
Hello.
Carol, welcome Carol. To the show. Whereabouts are you in the world right now?
So I'm actually in Peterborough.
Okay, in Peterborough. So what's the bin sitch in Peterborough? What colour's your recycling there?
So the recycling is blue.
Blue, okay. Ooh. Where would you be sticking my face, Carol?
Well, I have to say, you deserve to be on the recycling, I think.
Oh, yes. Carol, you're too kind.
Good choice.
Now, well done. You are one of only 1.7 million people that got the correct answer this morning. I'll stick it to the bin, man. So, comedian Graham Fellows was describing his hometown, hopeful of hosting Eurovision this year. Mm. Unfortunately, the clip went viral and it's now down between Glasgow and Liverpool, I believe.
That's right.
So, where was he describing? Was it Sheffield or the Heights of Abraham?
Well, I wanted it to be the Heights of Abraham, but of course it's Sheffield.
Of course it's Sheffield.
Let's
see if you're right. That's comedian Graham Fellows describing a place that was hopeful of hosting the Eurovision Song Contest.
It was the nail in the coffin after that clip went viral and lost Sheffield's hopes. Beat me.
Good. I'm glad I'm not the only person who's ever done this.
You've done that's one apiece. Now, I replay that for a reason, a bit like a puppy pooing in the house. It's the only way Matt's going to learn if I rub his nose in it. And secondly, listen to this. I've isolated some audio here.
Beat me.
Beat you? It's not that bad, Matt. It's fine. Don't.
I think I said beep as in beep me out when I say Sheffield.
You want me to live
as
beep you? I'm sorry, mate, I've not got enough on my plate hosting this live breakfast show. Don't worry about it. Let me just add beep Matt live button to the desk, shall I? Yeah,
very nearly have been sent home this morning, so I'm just lucky to be here.
So I know this is entertainment, Carol, but I am fuming! We're going to send you your bin sticker. Grateful for you tuning in. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Carol. Time. Bye now. Thank you very much indeed. There'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We welcome back on line one, listener Carol. Good morning again, Carol.
Hello. Hi.
Now, something good or bad is about to happen to you, Carol.
Oh.
Because on one side of the coin, we've got the true fact that Matt Dyson unfortunately gave away the answer to stick it to the bin man with a, what can only be described, and many of you are, a lacklustre piece of broadcasting from someone so experienced. Now, as he's given the answer away, maybe we have to take back your bin sticker. On the other side of the coin, Carol, there's the fact that our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix have got everything you need for your next project, from paint, tiles and flooring to ready-to-fit kitchens. To celebrate this week on the show, everyone who comes on and speaks to us live on air gets themselves a Wix gift card worth £250. And it's that side of the coin, yeah. Carol. You've got the bin sticker. You've got the Wix gift card worth £250. Well done, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. That's really going to come in handy this week.
I am pleased to hear it. Carol, once again, thanks for tuning in and we will speak to you real soon. Yes, if you come on air this morning onto the show, we will give you a Wix gift card worth £250. So that's fantastic. Another fantastic thing is, of course, our big night of stand-up comedy. Yes, Absolute Radio Live is back. It's returning to the iconic London Palladium this coming November. Alongside our friends with Hotel Benefits, Holiday Inn Express, we'll be raising money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. Frank Skinner is going to be your host. He'll be joined tonight by a few, Ramesh Ranganathan, Ed Byrne, Kerry Godleyman, Matt Ford. They're all going to be there too, and tickets are on sale right now. You can get yours from the Absolute Radio ticket store, which, of course, is absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. Now, coming up in the next hour of the show, amongst other things, five words, five grand, and Matt Dyson's going to bring us the social ammunition. Matt, would you like to dangle your carrot, please?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, Dave, you know me, but I have another strange tale of airport dining.
Oh, yes. You bought us one yesterday. Ooh. And now we're going again. Yeah. I like it. I like a thread. Plus, up next, news on how we can make you a winner. And today, it's £72,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning, you are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And right now, well, we know something airport-based is coming in the social ammunition. So, Matt, please do reveal
seems
all.
Seems to be the theme this week on the socials. Yeah, we discussed the man in China yesterday who kept delaying his flight so he could eat for free at the airport lounge for 300 days. He managed to get away with that. And Claire on Instagram reminded me of a viral story from 2019 about a young man who went to Stansted Airport. He went to a Wetherspoons for an all-day breakfast, as you do at
traditional.
The windmill. Yes, Glenn, you know it well.
Have you seen Glenn's chair there? It's got his name on the back.
And he was just about to eat his all-day breakfast when his flight was called, so he had to run off to the gate and there was no time left. So what he did to get around this was he shoved the food into the plastic bag designed to take liquids through security. Oh. So he put all like a fried egg and beans and all the slop into the bag and took it through security. And then the famous picture was of him on the other side just sat on one of the airport benches with a fork tucking into a bag full of fried bread.
That's more suspicious than a weapon, I think, to take through airport security.
It's a haunting look at where we're going as well.
This is the future.
That's definitely over 100 mil as well.
Yeah, it does look quite big, doesn't it? It could have took a few bits. Could have left a hash brown.
I like that's your quibble with this whole thing.
Wouldn't get past me.
What a way to eat a breakfast. And then the other story this morning, Dave, is the song of the moment on the socials, Liz Truss versus Dizzy Rascal.
OK.
Coming together, you never
pricked
thought
my attention.
Happen,
OK.
Lizzie Rascal.
Lizzie Rascal.
Yeah!
Come
on!
Beautiful,
yes,
the podcast is named
There it is.
Nice, very good. It's one of those songs clipped up from speeches by Politics Joe, who are very good at this. Yes, so have a listen to this reworking of Bonkers, because it's amazing.
My financial plan is a daydream. Everything I stand for, great what it seems from day one. I'm hitting the ground 2 weeks later. With the pound. Most people think I'm bonkers. Some doctor, one of me. Well, I'm just the puppet of their mind. Now they want to be like me. Some donors pay for perks, like Beetle and BP. Well, I'm just seeing them right. There's nothing crazy about me.
Wait for the drop, everyone. Here he comes.
We will deliver. We will deliver. We will deliver.
The bankers.
Very good. Excellent ending to that. I'll share it on the socials. You can watch the full video for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7.15 on your Thursday morning. It is time for Anagrammy. So this is how this one works. Basically, the premise is the same as what we normally do in this spot. Your opportunity, like hen's teeth, to earn a shout-out here on The Breakfast Show. We love the devil being in the detail. We want to know what your name is, of course, who you're with at the moment, what you're doing, where you are. We want all of that glorious information, and you will get your shout-out in about 10 minutes' time. Send it all along to 8-12-15, caveated by the fact I also need you to figure out the Anagrammy. So, I have a Grammy award-winning artist that we love here across the Absolute Radio Network. I have taken one of their songs and put it through the Anagrammy machine. You need to work out which song it is. Now, we play this little ditty on Absolute Radio and Absolute Radio 70s. And it comes courtesy of Grammy Award winner David Bowie.
Okay.
Can you tell me what I'm Feral, Son?
I'm feral, son.
Okay. Or, to give you two options, Fair Melons.
Oh, wow.
8, 12, 15. Which Bowie song does that become on Anagrammys? As I say, what your names, your answers, where you are, and what you're up to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
There's always a right time to give your home a little lift. So get started with everything you need for your next decorating project today.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud. With Wix.
7.25 on your Thursday morning. It's your Anagrammy. Oh, yes, the Grammy award-winning artist that is David Bowie, loved across the Absolute Radio network. But a song that we play on Absolute Radio 70s, as well as the main station, when put through the Anagrammy machine, came out as I'm Feral, Son, or Fair Melons. Emma, what you got for us?
Life on Mars.
Absolutely right. Well done. And well done to Sarah in Audenshaw getting ready for work. Craig living the dream in Leicester. Sam delivering fuel to the people of East London. Caroline in Ware recovering from a chilly boot camp. Bricklayers, Iron Ryan and Barry the Dread. Morning traps. Heading to work in the cold. Tony Bracknell, excited because he's picking up a new car tomorrow. Pedro, bending metal on the Isle of Wight. Lauren, getting ready for another joyous day at work in Uxbridge. And Dave, delivering aluminium to Scotland.
Ooh.
Well done, everybody. Yes, I'm Feral Sun, and Fair Melons does become Life on Mars.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Grand. Absolute Radio.
So here we go again, back for season 12. Five words, five grand, returned on Tuesday. Not been going great so far, the amount of words
slow
matched.
Start, yeah.
But hoping to change that this morning on line one is David. Good morning, David.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi.
Hello.
Great having you on the show. Listen, let's get this out of the way, shall we? Because it's very exciting. This week on the show, it's Every Caller Wins Week. For coming on air and talking to me, you've got yourself a Wix gift card worth £250. That's done. That's secured. That is yours, David.
Nothing superb.
Okay, now let's get down to five words, five grand, shall we? We're looking for a champion. We're looking for someone to step out of the shadows and claim that crown and that cash. How many words have you matched in the past, David?
I
may
not be
a
man.
Okay, no, no. Was that all that build-up that I just gave then?
We're looking for five,
three,
really.
Yeah. It's okay, because it can all change. We've had people who've only matched two or three in the past, and they come on air, they step up to the plate, and they deliver. Which member of the team would you most like to be paired with today, David, on the random player generator?
Originally, I said Emma, but to be honest, it'd be good to be any of the team.
Okay, you'd like Emma, but you're happy with anyone. Let's give it a spin, shall we? See who you have.
Five words, five grand. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Going to go with your gut and stick with Emma Jones?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right,
fine choice. Now, Emma, before you leave... normally I banish you to the kitchen, but Strictly's Fleur East is in there doing a live interview with Good Morning Britain.
Right, OK.
So, unfortunately and awkwardly, you're just going to have to kind of linger here outside the studio in the glass. You can't lip read, can you?
Oh, I'll go and hang out in the toilet.
Okay, lovely. Time for you to get out of here. OK. David, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll then get Emma Jones from the loo, give her the same five words. All five match up. You're going to win £5,000. Good luck.
Yep, cheers.
Your first word this morning is left. L-E-F-T. Left.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
People.
That's not a word.
How do you spell that, David? People
watching.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. House. House.
Crowd.
Oh, good.
Sound. S-O-U-N-D. Sound.
Check.
Yes.
Yes, 1-2-1-2.
Solid, isn't it?
And finally, side, S-I-D-E.
Show.
Show. So many options for a lot of these words, though, aren't there?
But that is a fine set of answers, David. Wait right there. Emma Jones is back in play. Next.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get two for £32 on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Ends Wednesday.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
You could imagine my horror when we had Good Morning Britain on live on the TV in the studio and we saw Emma pop up in the back of Fleur East's interview about Strictly going like this with her arms.
Just making a cup of tea. Don't mind
doing me. A little dance. Mortified. David, you've been waiting patiently on line one. Emma is clearly back in the studio. It's time to try and win you £5,000. Good luck.
Robin, thank you.
OK. Emma. Yeah. First word is left.
Right.
Correct. People.
Carrier.
Ooh.
Oh.
People watching.
Oh, that's good as well.
People carrier is also good. But as Matt pointed out, people is there's a lot of good answers that can come from that. Don't forget, David, you have got that Wix gift card worth £250, so that is definitely yours. You're not going to be winning the £5,000. But for the stats, we plough on. What have you got for house?
House music.
No, we had house proud. Oh. And David, just to let you know, if you said don't be house barrassed, be house proud, Wix would have doubled your gift card.
it's the opposite, isn't it? It's the opposite of house barrassed. House proud.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Little too late.
That messaging is really cutting through, yeah.
Sound.
Proof.
Check.
Oh, so house barrassing.
Side.
Sidewalk.
Show. Side show. Both gave excellent sets of answers, but unfortunately they didn't match up. David, be nice talking with you. Love to the family. We'll speak to you real soon.
Brilliant. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, my man. This means we'll be five wording, five granding again tomorrow. If you'd like to play, call right now. The number is 0330 123 1215. And if you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open five words game and have a little practice.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
7:53 on your Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, happening right here, right now on Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is why we are the perfect home for the band of mum and dad. For any newcomers, effectively, we are reaching out there to planet Earth to ask, did you play in a band in your younger years? But did the passage of time and maybe parenthood, I don't want to badmouth the kids, but they seem to be at fault for a lot of you having to put down your instruments. Let's call them little fleshy stumbling blocks. That's all children are. You know, of course they are a blessing. But now it's time to get out those sticks. It is time to get the Rhinebacker out from the loft. It's time to grab the guitar and become part of Band of Mum and Dad. And I'm so excited because this morning, in fact, up next, we're going to be meeting two potential keyboardists. Yes, we are fully focused on the keys. We're also going to meet another guitarist. They'll be joining members of the band we have already discovered from their auditions. We have our bassist, Darren. We have our drummer, Phil. And we have Paul, who joined the band just a couple of days ago. Now, if this sounds like the kind of thing you would like and you play the keys, then why not email me your name and a short video or link to band@absoluteradio.co.uk. There will be bonus points if you have two synths, one on top of the other, and you play them simultaneously. I mean, how cool is that going to look in the band of mum and dad?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the video guys to get a close-up of
double
that.
Double up.
Because you will be playing on a stage here at Absolute Radio that has been graced by the likes of Coldplay, Florence and the Machine, Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher, the Foo Fighters, the Manic Street Preachers. Our full video and audio team are going to be on this. We're going to make you globally famous as part of the band of mum and dad. And as I say, we are focused on the keys, and that's coming next. As are details on how we could make you a winner. And today we have £72,000 that we're desperate to give away.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care washable and tough 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint. Get two for £44. Ends Wednesday.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
10 minutes past eight on your Thursday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, home of the band of mum and dad.
Band of mum and dad with Wix.
It's a very exciting day today because we sorted out the rhythm section first. We've got the lovely Darren on bass. We've got our drummer, the raucous Phil. Then Paul joined us as our first guitarist. We'll be picking our second guitarist tomorrow morning on the show. But now it's all about the keys. Oh, yes, it is. And joining us on line one is Frieda. Good morning, Frieda.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, Frieda, great having you on. A pianist and keyboard player since the age of 10, I believe.
Oh. That's right.
So did you show a natural talent for this when you were a little girl? Did you just take to it straight away? Or has it been hard-earned practice that's got you to where you are and potentially into the band of mum and dad?
You've got my grandparents to thank. They bought me one of those toy keyboards, the really annoying ones you don't want your kids to have.
Oh, yeah, the Yamaha, the Bontempi 4000. Yeah, I remember it well.
And I picked it up, had a few lessons, and, it just blossomed.
Wow, OK, so now you're a proofreader. That's what you do for a living. I love that we've got Frieda, the proofreader, on the show. Proofreader, I mean, it's fantastic. The reason I ask that, of course, is how much do you get to balance between doing your job and still playing the piano / keyboards? Are you rusty, is what I'm asking, Frieda?
Yes.
I admire honesty. If only more X Factor contestants were like Frieda. You're going to hate this, Simon. I am useless. I've not sung in 5 years. Now, obviously, you know, holding down the job, you would be rusty as well because you're a mother of three. You're a parent to three little kids.
That's right, yep.
And if I'm right in saying you've got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old.
Yeah, youngest of 4 months.
Oh, what the camera! Wow, we're all wow, Frieda. Wow. Okay, so let's take a little look back at it, though, because you've done something incredible. You've ticked a massive life box because you've played at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, I did.
How did that come about?
So the college that I went to at the time, I was taking music, and they were like, "Oh, do you fancy this competition?" And I said, "Okay, what is it?" They were like, "You've got to write a song." I said, "I can write a song." Lo and behold, they were like, "Would you like to perform at the Royal Albert Hall?" Silence ensued, and then I said, "Of course." So that's how I ended up there.
Wow. I mean, we took a look at the footage, and it's very impressive, Frieda. You grabbed the opportunity. I mean, you could, you know, in life, you could say you played the Royal Albert Hall and on the same stage here at Absolute Radio as Coldplay and Liam Gallagher and the Foo Fighters and the Manic Street Preachers, two huge life boxes. And that leads me nicely on to the fact the time has come to play The World, your audition. How are you feeling about this?
A little nervous.
Okay. Can you tell us what you did? Was it an original piece or was it a cover?
I did a cover of a Biffy Clyro song, my favourite.
Right, okay. Yeah. So here we go. Oh, yeah. Matt, I know I can be hard on you at times. But know that I love you, man.
Oh, thanks, mate.
See how he didn't say I love you too? He just said, oh, thanks, mate.
I know.
Sorry, Frieda, that Matt Dyson had to ruin that fine piece of music. So that was really from the heart and soul, Frieda.
Yeah, that's right.
OK, so my final question to you, as it is to everybody we've been speaking to on the show over the last month, is what would it mean to you to be in the band of Mum and Dad?
So I don't want to get, like, overly emotional this morning.
OK, that's fine.
No names.
It's fine for the rest of us to get emotional, Frieda. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, it would mean the world to me, really. I've been on and off maternity leave for 5 years now. I just want to come back out into the world, kicking and screaming and playing a bit of piano. Yes.
So, oh, nicely put, Frieda. OK, well, we will be speaking to you potentially tomorrow, when we could be telling you that you've made it into the band of Mum and Dad. But for now, a round of applause for Frieda, everybody. We'll be talking to another keyboardist in a bit.
The
band of Mum and Dad
with Weeks. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
8:36 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. That's why it's the home of the band of Mum and Dad. Now, already in the band, we have our bassist, Darren. We have our drummer, Phil. Very, very talented drummer is our Phil. Paul joined the band earlier this week, even though I wasn't meant to let him in the band.
Oh, yes.
I was so moved by his impassioned speech as to why he wants to be in band of Mum and Dad.
A great moment.
That he came straight through. I said, come through, Paul. Yeah, so he's in the band. We just spoke to Frieda, the proofreader.
Yes.
A very talented pianist and keyboardist. And joining us right now on line one, we have Taya. Good morning, Taya.
Good morning. Lovely to be speaking to you.
Oh, Taya, it's lovely to be speaking to you. Welcome to the show. So you also play the keys.
That's right. Yes, I've played since I was 8, and I taught myself. My parents, well, I kept asking them to for lessons, but they couldn't afford it. So I went to the village hall community piano and just spent hours there at
amazing.
Taya, yeah. I mean, I love that. That gives me just such a trill of excitement. I'm so impressed. Can I just put Taya straight in the band, Mark? Please, can I do it again?
Can't do it again.
I love that. So basically the passion to want to play, your love of music drove you to kind of understand that your parents couldn't afford to do that for you, as so many parents can't. So you just went to the local community hall and sat there. Even though you were uninvited, you broke that padlock, you threw those doors open, you went in there in the middle of the night, waking up the neighbours. Nothing was going to stop Taya from playing the piano.
I think you were watching me. That's
really
accurate.
So Taya, you're a parent to two children.
I am, yes. I've got two children. Alexander's 3 and Naomi is 9.
Well, good morning to Alexander and Naomi. Are they showing the same spirit and the same fire and flair as Mum to want to be musicians at this age?
Oh, Mum's pushing them, but they've got their own things going on, but we're working on it. But Naomi's definitely got a natural talent for piano, so I know it'll come back when she's
maybe to plug in.
Because I was thinking of doing like a kids' bop version of Band of Mum and Dad, you know, we can keep it on record. That'll be fine. Right, so the time has come to hear your audition. Now, you've gone. It's a bold move. You've done an Enya cover.
Ooh. I have. I love Enya, so,
I like the way you shut me down there. So before you start bad-mouthing Enya, Dave, I love Enya. Now, I know it could be one of many songs. Unfortunately, the only one I know is Sail Away. Is it Sail Away?
And this one's called Book of Days, but it has got Sail Away in the chorus.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Right, well, let's have a little listen, shall we? Here we go.
Okay.
Sail away. You love this one.
I know this one.
Oh.
Oh, excellent.
Nice. Sentire, everybody. I can't believe we've had Frida, the proofreader, and now we've got Taya, the self-taught piano player. What a day on The Breakfast Show. What a day. Taya, it's been lovely speaking with you and hearing your journey into being a pianist. We could be speaking to you again tomorrow morning when we are choosing another member of Band of Mum and Dad. But for right now, thanks for tuning in. We'll speak to you soon.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Taya.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:49 on your Thursday morning. I woke up in the middle of the night and I realised we've not done a smash since I got back from Ibiza.
Oh, yes.
So we're doing one. Now, obviously, a big story in the news around the world at the moment is that the pound is kind of taking a bit of a hit on the stock market against all the other currencies. And we're nothing if not topical during the smash. So today we're putting world currencies up against the playlist. Yes, with your help, we are smashing currencies past and present with songs. The number is 8:12:15. Make sure you include your name so you can get the recognition you deserve. And as always, to get the ball rolling, ones from the studio. I've got John Yenver. John Yenver?
No.
Yeah.
It was all in a delivery, and I fluffed it. I fluffed it big time. I've got dirum dirum.
Oh, great.
Slightly better. Matt Dyson, what have you got?
I've got Rand on the Run.
Rand,
the South African currency, of course. A Message for You, Rupee, by the Specials.
Oh, great.
And Yen, the two of us need. Need look no more.
That's how you deliver the smash. Emma Jones, what you got?
I got The Dong and Winding Road. I got Yen You Were Young by The Killers and Ruble, 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 which could have also been Rupee, 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 Rupee.
It could have been. Glenn, what you got for us today?
Shilling Me Softly. Nancy Sinatra's You Only Live Twice and Avril Lavigne's He Was Pesata Boy.
See you later, boy. Lovely.
Okay, there we go. It is currencies, past and present from around the world versus music. The number once again, 8:12:15. Your suggestions are on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
8:55. And right now on The Breakfast Show, it is time to get that grey matter a-tickling on the smash. It's any currency from around the world, both past, present, versus music at 8:12:15. The Curo, says Alice in Leeds.
Oh, yeah.
My Krona from Adam in Oxford.
Of course.
And Rupee to Gabriel from Andy in Leicester. That's what we're after. The number is 8:12:15. There's more of them coming after the news and sport with Emma and Glenn. Plus, I'll bring you details on how we can make you a winner. Today's prize fund, $72,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
There's always a right time to give your home a little lift. So get started with everything you need for your next decorating project today.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Yes, this music means it is time to get your brilliant wordplay suggestions and puns on the air in the Daily Smash. And today, it was any currency, past or present, versus music at 8, 12, 15. Florin and the Machine begins, Richard. We've also got Dollar Parton from Sam in Stourbridge. New Quids on the Block is very good from Matt in Hemel Hempstead. You Really Groat Me Now from Davey. Euro in My Heart, Euro in My Soul from Sarah. Peso Lonely from Ellen from Hull. The B-52's classic Love Shekel.
Very good.
Enter Ran Man from Lucina in Reading. Frank's Ferdinand from Phil the Bricky.
Very good.
Rhythm is a Drachma from Ian. And Christina Aguilera from Jeff in Devon.
Lovely work.
Some long-forgotten currencies there.
It's nice to hear them again, isn't it? I miss these old currencies. It's raining yen, says Zoe on Twitter. Dime after dime from Matthew. Neil has gone for Bart out of hell. And Darren Izzard has two excellent ones. Peso So Scandalous and Tupac's Bureau the Changes.
Oh, excellent work, everybody. The Smash will return to The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there you have it. Thursday, the 29th of September's edition of The Dave Berry Breakfast Show is wrapped up in a neat little bow and complete. We can box it off. We can tick it off our lists. All we need to do is remember that it will exist forever in podcast form, which is why there is a weight of expectation upon Matt's shoulders to name the little thing. So, Matthew, the bell was rung on several occasions today, including, because it's so early, I'm just going to plough on.
Was that related to when I gave away the answer to a competition?
Yes, it was. Sorry, no breakfast show host should ever say that sentence out loud, but I did. Yeah. Lizzie Rascal.
A gem from Emma.
She's just a rascal, a Lizzie Rascal. Bricklayers, Iron Ryan and Barry the Dread.
I love those two.
That's so house-barrassing.
That was good. A phrase we all use, yeah.
This was me, how I describe children, little fleshy stumbling blocks.
That sounds weird.
Which is unfair.
It sounds weird in isolation, though.
Yeah, true. Proofreader.
Proofreader, very good, very good. Yeah.
And I love you, Matt. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't respond.
That podcast name should say, I love you, Matt. I love you today, instead of I love you, Matt. Thank you.
It has gone that way many times in the past, Dave. I'm sure you know that, really.
Only when I buy you a chicken booner. It's the only time you ever tell me you love me.
Yeah, it's cupboard love. You're right. So I think it's either Iron Ryan and Barry the Dread or Lizzie Rascal. I mean, I don't know if we can combine all three of them together in one thing. I've never done that before.
Well, no, I don't think it'd be a mess, Matt. Frankly, it'd be a mess. What about She's Just a Rascal, a Lizzie Rascal?
Yes,
what about
good.
If we extend on the rascalness?
Nice. Yeah.
Let's do okay. That's the name of the podcast. So, tomorrow at 6 a.m., we are going to be back. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.